This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, your previous guest sounded like, you know, my goodness, the sky is falling. Mass extinction? Really? So I don't think we should be alarmist about this. I mean, the planet's 4.5 billion years old. We have gone through great extremes of climate change, natural, and now we may have a man-made influence as well. But these people, the question I always ask these alarmists is, how much is nature and how much is man? They act as if it's a given that man is the only source of climate change. Well, my goodness, the great climate changes in our history all happened before the Industrial Revolution. So is there climate change? Can man have an impact? Yes, but let's don't be so alarmist as to say such outrageous things that if we don't sign the Paris Accords, there's going to be mass extinction. That is a ridiculous statement.
Well, I don't know if it's a direct cause and effect relationship, but obviously scientists, you can go onto the NASA.gov website right now and see what the effects are of man-made climate change. I mean, some of them.
But if you look at the accord, even the intergovernmental committee that promotes all of this, even they say it might be 0.2 degrees over 100 years. And you also need to make sure your viewers know that most of their modeling has been wrong. They readjust their modeling every year because they haven't been very good at predicting things. Predicting the future is notoriously difficult, and this is modeling is not an exact science. It's not an exact science, variability and probability.
But they have been predicting for years that temperatures would go up, that glaciers would shrink, that sea ice would disappear, that oceans would rise, that the sea level would rise, that there would be longer and more intense heat waves.
Yeah,
and all of that has happened, Senator. All of it has happened.
Yeah, but Jake, before man was even on the planet, before we even were burning fires, the oceans were 300 feet shallower. When people walked across from Asia, probably 20, 30,000 years ago, maybe up to 100,000 years ago, the seas were 300 feet shallower. That's why they could walk across the Bering Strait.
Are you really saying that man is not contributing to climate change? I mean,
what I'm saying, and this is the big argument that none of you guys get and nobody ever looks at, is how much is nature and how much is man? I'm perfectly willing to admit that man can have an influence and that we should minimize our pollution. But those who say that it is all man and don't acknowledge that the 4.5 billion-year-old planet has gone through massive climate change based on natural effects. I don't know if
it has gone through climate change, absolutely, but not to the degree that we've seen in the last century. And let me just read this from the NASA website. Absolutely incorrect.
When you look at climate change, the most dramatic ice ages, the dramatic warming and cooling of the planet, all happened before man was even around, for the most part.
Okay.
And even when man was here, man was only burning fires. So we have had dramatic, we've had carbon in the air 600 times what we have now. And so it's gone up and down. And I'm not saying we should forgive and discount pollution, but we should not be so alarmist that we're willing to give up all the American jobs based on computer modeling that has been notoriously inaccurate over the last 15 years.
I'm just going to read.
Well, Jake Tapper, trying to read the NSA.gov website and what it points out there. And, of course, this is part of the challenge that we have in having this conversation, as we were talking with Patrick Wood earlier, is getting down really to the facts. You know, let's, if we can, minimize the emotion. If we can minimize the emotion and look at it reasonably, and look at the facts and the truth. I mean, when people make statements that we should be underwater, I mean, I'm sorry, I can't have a conversation with Al Gore when Al Gore had said that we would all be but ruined by now and underwater and all our kids would be dead. You know, for me, he's disqualified. You know, let's talk with people that are scientific, true scientists, that are asking questions and helping us understand what it means with climate change and what we as human beings, you know, what our part is, the senator is saying, how much nature, how much man, what part do we need to play in the solution here? I think that's a reasonable consideration, don't you? 5 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. You want to drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Speaking of emails, the last time we had our next guest on, the emails came pouring in, and they wanted to hear more about Frank Serpico. He is back with us, and we have a little bit more time to get into the story and to break it down for you. He is a retired American New York City Police Department officer who holds both American and Italian citizenship. He's known for whistleblowing on police corruption in the late 60s and early 70s, an act that prompted Mayor John Lindsay at the time to appoint the landmark Knapp Commission to investigate the NYPD. Much of Serpico's fame came after the release of the 1973 film, which many of you will recall, titled Serpico, which was based on the book by Peter Moss and which starred Al Pacino in the title role, for which Pacino was nominated for an Oscar. Serpico was born in Brooklyn, New York, the youngest child of Vincenzo and Maria Serpico, Italian immigrants from Marigliano. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm not butchering it too bad there, Frank. At the age of 17, he enlisted in the U.S. Army, was stationed for 2 years in South Korea as an infantryman. I think many people may not have remembered that. Then worked as a part-time private investigator and a youth counselor while attending Brooklyn College. On September the 11th, 1959, Frank joined the New York City Police Department as a probationary patrolman. He became a full patrolman on March the 5th, 1960, was assigned to the 81st Precinct, then worked for the Bureau of Criminal Identification for 2 years, was finally assigned to work plainclothes where he uncovered widespread corruption. That is the background and the story leading into the Knapp Commission, all the abuses that were going on. Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from Frank Serpico. Frank, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you back with us, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me back. You know, the problem is that as time goes by, people forget. You know, that's why I feel it's so important for somebody who was there and know what really happened, because there's this revisionism going on. You know, people are rewriting history.
Exactly.
And, you know, you said that Lindsay appointed the Knapp Commission, but in reality, he appointed his own commission when he found out that David Burnham of the New York Times was going to run the story about police corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And And myself and at that time Congressman Koch, who later became mayor, we objected. I said, how can the Fox investigate
the hen house? Yeah, right. Exactly.
He then appointed the Knapp Commission with limited time and budget, hoping that it would not find anything. And one night I was living in Greenwich Village, and there was the, I think it was the meat market there that is now a fancy, you know, cafes all over.
Mm-hmm.
And I was out walking the dog, and I saw these police cars loading up their police cars with chunks of beef. So I called one of the investigators from the Knapp Commission, and they got caught red-handed.
Mm-hmm.
So now they had something to sink their teeth into, you know, and from there they started getting more and more information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say, Frank, I mean, as if they needed something to sink their teeth into, I mean, here you are from the inside, you're seeing the corruption at every turn. This was a cancer, a systemic problem that went deep into the NYPD. So it wasn't that they were going to be hard-pressed to find the problems. It was more the point, were they ready for the truth?
Well, they just didn't want to see the truth, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
What I was saying, you know, I went with one guy, Detective Burke, who had a lot of connections.
Right. This was David Dirk, right?
And, but he likes, he's deceased now, but he liked to take credit for, you know, going to the Times. But I was working at the time in the Patrol Borough, Manhattan North, with Chief Inspector Paul Galise. They called him St. Paul.
Mm.
He was a wonderful inspector, a wonderful man. And we couldn't find anybody in our whole unit that we could trust. So me, at the time, a mere patrolman, although in plain clothes, had an inspector for a partner, okay?
Right.
The first thing we had to do in the morning was lose our tail because the cops would follow us to see where we were going. We found that they have a bag man that collects the money for the corrupt cops from the mob.
Mm-hmm.
And we found that the bag man in our borough was a retired police officer. So it just stunk to high heaven. But if Paul Galise didn't put his job on the line and come with us to the New York Times, they never would have printed the story, because David Burnham said they would have never taken the word of a patrolman against the department. But with Paul Galise there, I remember as it was last night, I was in his home with his kids running around. I think the scene is in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to me, "Frank, I don't know anything other than police work all my life. I haven't paid my mortgage yet." He said, "But you do what you have to do, and I'll back you 100%. And so that was the Knapp Commission. But the thing is, I have a documentary just came out now called Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. It was at the Tribeca Film Festival in New York and just got bought by the Sundance people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be shown around the country. And in it, there's a scene, a live scene, where I'm testifying before the Knapp Commission against Commissioner Arnold Freeman, who was the Commissioner of Investigations, whose job it was to investigate police corruption. And the chief counsel, Mike Armstrong, is asking me, "Did you tell this to Commissioner Freeman?" "Yes." "Was anybody else there?" "Yes." "Detective Dirk." "And what did Commissioner Freeman say?" "What do you want me to do about it?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay? This was now, for his temerity or complacency or whatever you want to call it, that man was made a Supreme Court judge.
Wow.
I'm going to slip in here. I do not believe in justice in America. in my personal life, I have everything I have ever needed in life. I've been blessed, even with a bullet in the head that let me see the light.
Exactly.
But the only thing...
Well, Frank, let me do this, Frank. We got to stop you for just a moment because we got to go to break right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming on 15 minutes after the top of the hour of conversation. I know you're at the edge of your seat. This is the way it happened last time. We're honored to have Frank Serpico with us, telling us his story firsthand on Bill Martinez Live.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming to America. They're coming
Martinez here. Our conversation with Detective Frank Serpico continues. Frank, of course, the noted detective out of New York and the NYPD that exposed the corruption, the deep, rapid corruption that went into the NYPD, and his story that you need to hear firsthand from his lips to your ears is so important, and we're honored to have him here with us telling his story. So, Frank, when you saw this corruption and you began to report it, and then you talked about the birth of the Knapp Commission, when you say it was widespread, are we talking 50%? I mean, how deep was this corruption within the NYPD, number one, and number two, was it throughout all the boroughs of the NYPD?
Okay, but first I want to finish my last statement that I made at the Tribeca Film Festival, which I was saying I was blessed. But the only thing Frank Serpico ever wanted was justice, and that was the one thing Frank Serpico never got till this day, because I don't want to get into another story of the corruption in the very town I live in with corrupt judges and district attorneys, as I'm sure they have around the rest of the country, and they have destroyed my property. And then the last night I get a letter from the tax department where I don't own money, and this is what they told me. Do you have your tax form there? I said, yeah. Well, go to page 6. What's there? I said, zeros, zeros, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
And I quote, he said, the tax department's computer is not capable of reading zeros or blank spaces, meaning they don't want to see that you don't owe them no money. Mm-hmm. They will recalculate your taxes 3 different ways and then find some way to tax you. And if you don't pay it, they'll garnish your salary, take you home. This is America, not the America that I served for. Mm-hmm. This country is in deep problem, and it's coming. And I'm sure, you know, your audience knows what I'm talking about. You know what they charged me for interest on what they said was 8% interest plus penalty? You can't even get a 0.5% interest in the banks that got bailed out by this government. And then they come after the workers, the handicap, the veterans, the senior citizens, and charge them 8% interest. If that's not usury, if that's not a crime, I don't know what. It almost pales compared to what was happening in New York. But you cannot have corruption in the police if you don't have it in the government. And I back that to the day I die. So getting back to what you were saying, how widespread was it?
Yes.
It was throughout the city and most likely throughout the country. And here's the crazy thing. They would have this thing that said, they have the meat eaters and the grass eaters.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the grass eaters, like cows and goats, they graze. They eat a little green here, a little green there, right?
Right.
God forbid, they would never touch drug money. Those were the meat eaters, the bloodthirsty guys. Yeah, right. So what happened? They come up with a law in the police department that says no one's going to be promoted to detective unless you put 4 years in plain clothes. That's where all the grass eaters were. These guys had apartments for their girlfriends. They would rent yachts on weekends. They had to burn their money or what they couldn't bury in mason jars in their backyards. Now, when I first... thanks to Dirk, and I say that tongue-in-cheek, who was working for the Department of Investigations, brought me to his boss, a then Captain Ferran. And I said, Captain Ferran? Wasn't he a lieutenant in plain clothes? And Dirk said to me, you think you're the only honest cop, Serpico? I said, no, I never said that. He says, I'll vouch for my boss, Captain Ferran. Great. I go in there with the envelope with $300 in it. And he says, what do you want me to do with this? I said, what? What do I want you to do with this? He said, well, things, and one of two things. You can flash my hand, and I'll go to the commissioner, and before long, they'll find you floating face down in the East River.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's the second thing? Forget about it. Okay? So that was Dirk Graham, which got me killed. And then finally, he says, we're going to the commissioner himself, Arnold Freeman. And from him, we got the same treatment. So how far did it go? In my opinion, all the way up to the top. They knew where it was. You got to look at the history of the New York City Police Department. Mm-hmm. The first commissioner was Theodore Roosevelt, who later became president. And he said, I inherited the most corrupt system in the country. And there was one good cop in there. His name was, well, there were several, but one of them was Joe Petrosino. And he started the Italian squad and the bomb squad, which is still in use today with all these terrorist bombing we're having.
Right.
Okay? Now, when Petrosino was going to Palermo to do an investigation, the then commissioner, I think his name was Bingham, in my opinion, a turd, he let the news out that Petrosino had just got on the boat. And when Petrosino got there, they assassinated him. He's the only police officer died in the line of duty outside of the country.
Wow.
So that's what was going on in this country at that time.
So, gosh, is it any wonder, Frank, with this kind of corruption that was going on and the mafia itself running rapid is probably thinking, why are you picking on us when you guys are about as dirty as they come?
Yeah, yeah. And speaking about my mother, I don't know how many, this is in my lifetime. They should look up the Flatiron Building. I think it was it was a sweatshop in Lower Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where 140 young girls, most of them Italian and Jewish, were burnt to death or jumped to their death because the owners, who may have been Jewish themselves, but with money, they locked the stairwells to the fire escapes so they couldn't go out and get a cigarette. And it burnt down, and they all lost their lives. And then the bosses called the police to act as goons to beat up the people that were protesting, and the politicians were paid off to look the other way. So this is the history of New York.
Wow. I mean, this is incredible. Of course, you grew up in this, Frank, and you saw this firsthand, and you joined the police department all in the name of justice. And amazing, today at 81, you're still looking for justice, even though at times you've gotten some minor victories. But yet, people need to be aware. See, they don't realize how bad the problem is, do they?
No, you have to keep fighting, and, you know, the reward is the fight itself, you know, it's what keeps you going. Kids say to me today, what's the use? I say, what's the use? Right now, you're treading water in a cesspool. If you stop, you'll go under. You can't let them win, okay? I don't know if I told you this on the last program about...
Well, I'll tell you what, Frank. Let's hold it right there. We'll come back to the story that you're just about ready to tell us. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. We have more from Detective Frank Serpico right here on Bill Martin.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself, too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME66 to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME66 to 321-321.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
America, 20 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation continues with one Detective Frank Serpico, retired American City Police Department officer who holds both an American and Italian citizenship. Many of us know of Frank Serpico from the 1973 film movie named after his name, Serpico. Of course, it was Al Pacino who played in the title role, as you may recall, for those of you who have seen it. Frank, I will tell you this, after our last conversation, emails I got, many people ran to Netflix and drew up Serpico. They had to see the movie. They were inspired to get connected with a little bit of history. But anyway, I want to pick up from where we left off. You started to tell me a story, and I had to interrupt you because we had to go to break. So go ahead and pick it up from there, if you would, please.
Okay. First of all, I want the listeners to know I get letters from all over the world from police officers. There are good police officers out there that want to do the right thing. The problem I hear from all of them is there's no place to go that will take action. Mm-hmm. And when they blow the whistle, they become the victims, such as myself.
Exactly.
Now, I do want to say something really interesting, because there are good people in this world and good judges. I mentioned the name Joe Petrosino. Mm-hmm. When Joe came over early with a cousin from Italy, his uncle got killed in an accident, and the judge, an Irish judge, he was supposed to send him back to Italy or put him in a home. And instead, he took him into his own house, and that's where Joe got his education and his learning from this judge. So there are good people that do good deeds in this world, and that's what it's all about. It's like throwing a pebble into a pond, mm-hmm. you know, and its ramifications will reach the farthest shore. And that's the same if you do bad deeds. That's why you gotta, the good deeds have to overweigh the bad ones. Now, we were talking about, I was going to tell a story when I was a kid, shining shoes in my father's store. Mm-hmm. I hope I didn't tell you this the last time on the
program. No, you didn't, but I happened to read about this story that you shared. I think it was in an interview that you had done earlier, and I know our audience would be interested to hear, because this really opened your eyes even. And
so what
exactly.
Had a shoe shine shop, and he worked in the window, you know, fixing the shoes. Mm-hmm. And one day a big burly cop walked in, and I was like totally astounded. I was overwhelmed with this, you know, dressed in blue, shiny buttons. He climbs up the shoe shine chair, and I give him the best shine I'd ever given anyone. Mm-hmm. And he walks down and walks out the door, leaving me with blank-faced. He didn't pay, he didn't give me a tip, and he didn't say thank you. And I said, "How? That's a police officer. That's the law. How could he do that, Pa?" Mm-hmm. And my father says, "Don't worry, son. Don't worry." The next mm-hmm. week, my father saw him crossing the street, and in Italian, he said, "Here comes that turd again." Mm-hmm. Now, he didn't mean the uniform, but was in the uniform.
Exactly.
And he came around the counter, and he confronted this burly cop with his gun and nightstick, and my father said, "Good morning, officer. You want a shine?" He said, "Yeah." My father put out his hand, and he said, 10 cents. Pay first."
Right.
And the cop turned around and was never seen again. So I got two lessons on that day. That you can't trust somebody just because he wears the shield of the law. And you stand up to corruption and authority when it's wrong.
Exactly. And Frank, as you were calling the department out, there was no doubt that fellow officers started joining ranks. And they took giant steps away from you and considered you a pariah, some sort of disease that needed to be chastened and ignored. And of course, this abuse, and as we all know, anybody that's had anything to do or even watched a TV series knows how important somebody's partner is. And it's not just his partner, but it's fellow officers. And you were left out to hang there on February the 3rd of 1971 when you were part of a drug arrest. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, I was undercover. I said it was called buy and bust, and they told me just get the door open. There was one guy with his drawn gun. He was like not even 5 feet away. There were two doors in the hallway, and he had his gun drawn, his back to the wall, and behind me was another so-called officer with his gun drawn at the top of the stairwell.
Mm-hmm.
And when the dealer opened the door, I broke the chain, and I announced that it was police, and I had him covered with my .38 Stubnose Special. Mm-hmm. Pacino, for some reason, wanted to change reality and couldn't get his hand in the door with my 9mm, which I was having as a backup. And I was the first cop in New York City to carry one because our weapons were outdated compared to what the other guys had.
Wow.
And
and
there I was jammed between the door, and I made a stupid mistake of getting angry and taking my eye off the perpetrator. I turned to the guy on the left. I said, "What the hell are you waiting for? Give me a hand." And when I turned back, I got shot right in the head. I returned fire, and I dropped my gun. I hit the assailant. Mm-hmm. That's another thing people don't understand, what happened.
Right.
But the fact is, I was left there. They never called. The officer down, 1013. A call went out by a civilian, an old Spanish gentleman in the building. He called, and the call was 1010. Investigate shots fired. One police car responded because there were shots fired. me to the hospital, and I always said there were at least two good cops. And then later, this other cop would write a book and said he was working with one guy who was his partner, and he says, turn here onto Driggs Avenue. See that building? That's where Serpico got shot. I was one of the two cops. If I knew it was him, I would have left him there to bleed to death. And the mentality of these cops, this guy that I'm talking about, he was fired for shaking down drug dealers, but he beat the charges. And now he's complaining all over the country on internet that I'm not backing him and promoting his book. Has he no shame that he thinks I would talk to him after he told me and wrote in his book and he knew that this cop said they'd leave me to bleed to death? When I told this to another cop, a good cop, he said, I would have lost my job because I would have punched the shit out of that guy. Mm. But now this guy is only interested in promoting his books.
Yeah, well, Frank, the bullet that hits you just below your eye, lodging at the top of your jaw, you still carry that with you today, don't you?
The bullet, though, was a dum-dum. It's the same bullet that killed Bobby Kennedy. It's called the assassin's bullet. It shot it. One piece went into my jaw. Another one into my cerebral membrane. I had cerebral fluid draining from my ear. And all the fragments, they're still in my head. They were deemed unoperable. Mm. God willing, I'm still here today to talk about it.
Well, here you are.
About stuff that happened in the hospital. And
okay.
Another story about the corruption. And
well, let's pick that up. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. Our conversation with Detective Frank Serpico continues. Stay with us, America. It's just about 18 minutes before the top of.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. You only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Martinez here with you. Our conversation with Frank Serpico, a retired New York City Police Department officer. It was his story in 1973. The film Serpico, based on the book by Peter Mawson, was starred Al Pacino in the title role, for which Pacino was nominated for an Oscar. Frank, before we pick up the story, I wanted to give you a chance again to tell everybody about the new film that will probably be at the Sundance Festival next year, Never Run When You're Right. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Well, I didn't pick the title. It's called Frank Serpico, Never Run When You're Right. It was bought by the Sundance Film Festival. It's already slated to be shown throughout the country in all 50 states. So, getting back, the problem is, the good police officers out there, there's no place for them to go to get justice.
Right.
And the other cops, you asked me how many were corrupt, and, the main investigator for the Knapp Commission was Michael Armstrong. He wrote a book called They Wish They Were Honest. And he got that from me when he asked me how many cops were honest or how many were corrupt. I said, at the time, 10% totally honest, 10% totally corrupt, and the other 80% wish they were honest.
Wow.
They'd be a lot more honest if the good guys were rewarded, but they don't do that. I wrote a letter to Clinton when he was president to do something about the police problem. He could save lives. But they're not interested. They just want to put out more police. We don't need more police. We need community relations. The people out there are not our enemy. The cops, they have this thing, us against them. There's no such thing as us against them. It's good against evil. And you represent the law. And you're supposed to enforce it. And when people are in trouble, they can go to a police officer and get a fair shake. Had this developer arrested for cutting my trees down, New York State Trooper came, and I got this on film bill. And I said, I want this man arrested. He said, for what? For this. And the cops go, when did he do that? None of your business when he did it. There it is. So the developer says to him, I got this on film. Officer, you want to take another walk around the properties with you and me? And then this dirtbag the so-called trooper starts threatening me for trespassing. So that's what we have, okay? When you arrest these dirtbags, and all the good cops that are listening, when you turn these guys in, because you're a cop, you got a shield, you can arrest a thief. He is not a cop. He is a thief wearing your uniform, and he's disgracing your uniform. So I don't want to hear from guys saying, oh, you're picking on us. We didn't. Well, you're the police officer. Look around, you know what's going on,
yes.
And do something about it, and save your face, your family, your job, and your country.
Exactly. Honor your badge and your uniform. Frank Serpico, you started to say something about the corruption that came out loud and clear while you were in the hospital after being shot. Tell us about that.
Well, what saved my life, and I firmly believe this, you know, I traveled the world. I've been all over. You know, religion is not my thing, but you should be allowed to practice whatever religion you want. You know, I met some Muslim people. We became friends. We bonded. They gave me a star and crescent. They gave me copies of the Quran to read. Fine. I read them. Whatever. I read the Bible. I read the Torah. I read whatever. If that's what you like, that's your business. Let me do my business. So I was wearing a star and crescent around my neck. A lot of people don't notice it that Pacino had one around his neck in the film.
Right.
At least he observed that fact.
Mm-hmm.
When I got to the hospital, it was the same precinct where my brother was being shaken down by the precinct. My brother had a bodega, and the cops would shake down mom-and-pop stores every Sunday for $2 lousy, okay?
Wow.
And I got them fired, right?
Right.
And they would say, oh, for $2 lousy, that Serpico got these cops fired. No, look at it this way. For $2 lousy, you crapped on my uniform.
Right.
But it wasn't $2 lousy, though. These guys were getting free sandwiches, free beers, free cigarettes, we owed it to them or something.
Right.
They got their salary. That's their salary.
And $2 lousy, not only from your brother, but how many other bodegas, how many other retail shops did they get their $2 from, right?
Exactly. This was the Blue Laws at the time, which have now, they did away with them. So now there I was in the same precinct where, you know, I turned these cops in, and the only reason I had the proof, because my brother's a World War II veteran, he would come home with a long face. What's the matter, Pat? I got a ticket. Did you tell him your brother's a cop? I didn't want any special treatment. I thought maybe they would respect the fact that a fellow officer's brother shouldn't be shaken down, because my brother wasn't doing anything illegal.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you tell him. Yeah. And next Sunday, walk the place. What happened? I got a ticket. What happened? Did you tell him? Yeah. What'd they say? You pay like everybody else, cop or no cop.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you son of a... I put my tape recorder in my backpack. I got on my Italian 10-speed racer. I biked from Greenwich Village to Brooklyn over the Brooklyn Bridge. I got to the call box. I asked for these two officers. They came around in their car. I'm leaning on the driver's side, and I said, hey, what's the problem? They spilled all the beans with pride. I said, good. Well, to myself, I said, good. Then they said to me, where are you working? I said, 7th Division. Everybody knew it was corrupt.
Right.
Oh, you're getting yours, and we want ours. And I said to myself, you'll get yours, all right. So when I turned, I called the chief investigator. They said, they wired the store but didn't get anything. I said, good, try this wire. It was my wire, and I got a fire. Now, they were guarding me while I was in the hospital, okay, and somebody tried to slip me a needle I wasn't scheduled to get,
right.
And one of the doctors, whose son was a cop, tried to wire my mouth shut. And Yuri Yugar, the Turkish doctor, who was most likely a Muslim, saved my life.
Mm. Wow. That is most incredible. You know, Frank, I was reading you when Al Pacino was invited, to do the movie Serpico. You were invited.
Exactly what you're going to say. Who would I be when I was listening to that piece of music?
Yes, exactly. And Al asked you why would you come forward? Why would you do that? But you're exactly right, because when you have those moments of solitude and you wonder what you're all about, I talk about it in terms of the 3 o'clock in the morning, staring at the ceiling tiles, reviewing your life, thinking about the quality of the person you are. But I appreciated your response that who would I be when I listened to a piece of music? We've got just a couple of minutes left here, Frank. Let's talk about the Knapp Commission. What is the final punctuation of the Knapp Commission? Did it actually do its job to render justice not only to you, but to the people, the citizens of New York City?
Well, the Knapp Commission did a wonderful job of disclosing all the corruption. The problem is it wasn't followed up on by anybody. The police commissioner, Patrick Lee Murphy, who I confronted him at my alma mater, John Jay College of Criminal Justice, where he was giving a lecture, and I said, I'm Frank Serpico, I'm a retired detective, I've been carrying a bullet in my head for over 35 years, and you, commissioner, are the man I hold responsible. The audience totally silenced. What? I said, you could have protected me. Instead, you put me in harm's way. In his own book, he writes, Confidential, what do I do with this guy, Serpico? The press has me on the spot to show I'm bigger than the system and reward him. And you know what? I never got my promotional certificate. I never got my Medal of Honor certificate. Serpico is like the Holocaust to the Holocaust denials.
Mm-hmm.
They want to deny that Serpico ever existed. They're writing books. Another guy, I never would have known about it. My cousin, my nephew went to Columbia Law School, required reading in law school, a book called Above the Law by a former commissioner and police expert, totally fabricated what happened on the night I got shot to disavow any responsibility to the police department. That's how it is. It's one big smoke and mirrors, deceit, and cover-up.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, there it is for you. The story of Frank Serpico. We're honored to have this time with the former detective to be able to tell his story from his mouth, his heart, to your ears. And be looking out for the release of a new movie titled Frank Serpico. Never Run When You're Right. Of course, many people will go to and review that 1973 Al Pacino movie playing the part of this detective, titled Serpico. Frank, I will leave you with Frank Serpico's words. He says, a policeman's first obligation is to be responsible to the needs of the community he serves. The problem is that the atmosphere does not yet exist in which an honest police officer can act without fear of ridicule or reprisal from fellow officers. We create an atmosphere in which the honest officer fears the dishonest officer and not the other way around. Frank Serpico, thank you so much for being with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Thank you, Bill.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's a no-brainer. A big